This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, well, if you don't know this already, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne gets the first hour of this program off on Thursday. Yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to fill in raw and unfiltered across the entire country from Long Island all the way out to California. Everywhere in between, as Wayne likes to say. Sea to shining sea. San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Minneapolis. Take phone calls throughout the entire hour from all of those places. 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. It's raw and unfiltered. Once again, I'm broadcasting from the Palatial Studios here in Connecticut, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York. So we'd love to hear from you. We'll start taking some phone calls after the opening break, and we'll do that, like I said, in about 10 minutes or so. But love to hear from you guys wherever you may be. I have to start out, well, obviously we're going to talk about the shooting, since I only get a chance to get on here once a week unless I'm filling in for the entire show if Wayne's got something going on. We've got to talk about the shooting. We've got to talk about El Paso. We've got to talk about Dayton. And you know, I was thinking about this, and I think about guns in general. And later on in the show, I'm going to read something that I wrote for a local paper about guns and share that with you guys. But I was thinking about just the general sense of what the American timeline, like how we react to stuff. So something happens. There is a shooting. There's something, you know, something big happens. And everyone goes crazy right away, right? Everyone is in on it. They've got an opinion. Maybe they've got a solution. They've got something that they want to bring to the table. So you've got a shooting. You've got a horrible shooting where over 30 people are killed. It's terrible, right? It's a terrible tragedy that happens way too much in this country. Okay. So people come out of the woodwork, and people talk about guns, and people talk about taking away your guns, or taking away your rights, or taking away your Second Amendment, or taking away all this different stuff, or maybe doing background checks, or red flags, as Trump came out and talked about that. So all those things are ideas that are floating around out there. And then a week from now, you won't even be able to find this story. It'd be nowhere to be found anywhere in the Google search that you might make that day, right? It'll be ancient history. Until something else comes along, and bam, that will pop up. This may be a reference, but that's the way it works here in this country. We just keep plowing forward, and rarely do we make big changes, right? American citizens really don't care about anything. Think about it. I mean, this is why we're really never going to get anything done with guns, or should we get anything done with guns? They're not going to come for your guns. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. Everyone's nervous that they're going to come for your guns. They're not going to come for your guns. They're not going to get to that point. This rhetoric, it blows up right afterwards, right? A couple of weeks later, forgotten. Think about the last shooting. You know, the Garlic Festival shooting. People forgot about that until this one, right? I mean, that was, bam, everyone was talking about it. It was crazy. And then all of a sudden it was forgotten, and then you got this one. So every year, this seems that every week, every month, this kind of news cycle happens, right? So I started to think, you know, is this only with guns, or is it with everything else? And the truth is, it's kind of with everything else, right? So we go chaotic when 30 people lose their lives, and rightfully so, right? We should be very upset with that. But you realize last year, over 50,000 people were killed, opioid abuse. drug addictions, drug overdoses. Do you realize that happened last year? Over 50,000. That's more people died of opioid addiction and abuse last year in this country than died in Vietnam. Now, do you see a huge push to stop using opioids? Not really. A lot of lip service, right? A lot of lip service. A lot of people talk the talk, but nobody really walks the walk. I mean, you see a little dent here and a little dent there, and doctors will say this, and maybe there'll be tougher guidelines on some prescriptions. But for the most part, if you want to buy heroin, you go down to the local corner, you find the guy slinging it, and you buy it. And then you die. And nobody says boo. Right? They say boo a little bit, but nobody really goes crazy about that. And if you think about how many people die every year in automobile-related fatalities in this country, it'll blow your mind. The number is astronomical. And on top of that, how about how many people die as a result of a drunk driver? Also, unbelievably high. So, could we do something about people dying on the highways? Sure. Right, I mean, take a ride on 95 or wherever you're from. You're from California, whatever the major highways are out and around the country. If you're in Vegas, but you hear about a traffic accident, a death almost every day, because somebody's going 85 when the speed limit's 60, or somebody's on one of these side roads loses control because they're going too fast, they die, right? And you put on top of that people who die as a result of drunk driving, which, by the way, is one of the most selfish acts anybody could do, drunk driving. Because what you're doing is you're taking your very unimportant quick ride home that you have to have, or wherever you're going next, as opposed to my overall safety. But I was thinking, so we hear about this every day. You hear about a car accident every day. Nobody ever says anything about somebody going 85 miles an hour on the highway. Every once in a while you'll see a cop with the radar detector out, trying to catch people going 85, give them a ticket, end of story. But as far as stopping fatalities on the highway, we don't really do much to really deal with that, do we? Not really. Not really. I mean, we got the seatbelts, the cars are safer, all that. But in the grand sense of things, we lose a lot of people on the highways. Do we really, really buckle down? No. Mm-mm. And as far as drunk driving, nobody cares about that. Very, very little. Because you know what? If you did care, first of all, if you cared about opioid addiction and people getting hooked on this garbage, then what you would do is you would make the sale of heroin or fentanyl so punitive, nobody would even think about selling it. Now, I know people out there say, well, you're crazy. People on the corner will take the chance. Okay, so what? So if some dirtbag on the corner wants to take a chance, sling and smack, guess what? Bang. Cops come by, catch him, goes to jail. If you're caught selling heroin or fentanyl, you should go to jail for 25 years. The only reason why you haven't killed anybody, or maybe you have that day, is pure luck. Same goes for drunk driving. If you're caught drunk driving, first offense, you want to stop drunk driving? Here you go. You're caught first offense drunk driving, 5 years, you lose your license immediately. Pay a huge fine. Second time, lifetime ban for a license, and you get even a bigger fine. You get caught a third time, obviously you've already lost your license and you don't care about anybody else. That's a prison sentence. You want to stop it? How many people, honestly, think about this. How many people would drink and drive, even if it's down the street, if you knew that the cops had to immediately take your license away for 5 years? Bang. Done. You're finished. You're finished. Can't get a job. How can you have a job? You can't drive to the job. You're going to be in nothing. People would then stop drinking and driving. You want to make it as punitive as humanly possible. You want to stop this kind of stuff, that's what you do. Period. End of story. So if you want to stop crazy people shooting up malls, okay, it's a little bit more complicated because, when you're that crazy, maybe the punitive side of it isn't as effective, but I can say that with 50 people getting shot in Chicago, there are a lot of folks carrying handguns around that are either they're illegal handguns, or those folks don't have permits, or they're felons or what have you. They shouldn't be carrying those weapons. Make the first offense getting caught with an illegal weapon, make it a 10-year minimum. If you're caught in the act of a crime with a gun, guess what? 25-year minimum. Why are we messing around? Why do we coddle these lowlifes of society? Why is that? Why do we make that the number one point? I was thinking about a conversation I had recently with somebody who was talking about what to do with prisoners when they get in prison, so that when they get released, they'll be productive members of society. It's a valid point, right? It is. So if you are a child molester and you go to jail, now the left, they want to figure out a way to fix you. They want to figure out a way so that when you get out, you're a productive member of society. Me, on the other hand, I want to keep you in that cell as long as possible, because I know child molesters are garbage. And when they get out, they're going to do it again. The rate of repeat offenders of sexual abuse crimes is astronomical. So that's where I am. Let's make it punitive. Let's knock people around. Let's punch people in the mouth. You're caught doing something? Bam. 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 Drunk driving? Bam. You got a gun on you and you're not supposed to? Bam. Why do we got to coddle people who are flat-out criminals? I've never understood that, ever. All right, we'll take some phone calls after we get through a break. My name is Lee Elsie. I fill in for Wayne Allen Root when he's out. I also get the great opportunity to come on every Thursday night from 6 to 7 and talk to you across the country. It's fabulous. USA Radio Network, our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. The show is raw and unfiltered. We'll be back.
Wayne Allen Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event at Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Well, it's that time of year. Parents are happy, kids and teachers not so much, and everybody's got to get used to new sleep patterns again. It's difficult to adjust to that unless you've got something that's going to really, really help you sleep good. And when parents are paying all this money for school supplies and such, wouldn't you like to know you're getting the best price ever on a MyPillow? That's right, the lowest price ever offered on the two-pack of premium pillows. You use my promo code USA and you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You're never going to find it that price retail either. All the information, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175 and save a bunch of money on a good night's sleep with a MyPillow.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Ford Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, let's talk about the sponsor of the segment. Yep. Sponsor is the AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guest hosts here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmpFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
All right. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered USA Radio Network. And I will say that a little tiny piece of my heart will be broken if I don't get invited to that that party down there with you know, the Wayne Allen Root. I don't even know if my wife would let me go. She might not let me go. Let's go to Drew in my favorite city in the entire world, Las Vegas. Drew, how are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm doing good, buddy. What's up? What's on your mind? You're on the air, my friend.
So I want to talk a little bit about gun control.
Okay.
I personally, I'm totally for guns. I'm not against them. I mean, I don't have one. I don't plan on getting one because I'm not a violent guy. Anyway, growing up, in my first comment, I grew up on a ranch, and my dad owned a shotgun. He never, but the shotgun was not for anything other than killing skunks. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen a, or smelled a skunk before, but it was rancid.
I love skunks.
Horrible. Yeah, the skunks are, I mean, bad news.
Well, wait, anyway, wait, hold on. Do they have skunks in Las Vegas?
No, but I'm originally from Northern California.
Oh, okay, all right.
Skunks are horrible, and they're dangerous to be around.
Okay.
Anyway, that's first comment. So guns are, I mean, used for that. I mean, how are you going to kill a gun with a bow and arrow? Okay, that's first subject out of the list. Second thing, now, here's a question. How are they supposed to, like, if they were able to pass a law to take away all your guns, how are they going to take them all away? Are they going to come to your house and, I mean, are they going to have guns to force them from you? Or,
probably.
I mean, because people are not going to be willing to give them the guns, and I don't want any firing or bloodshed going on when that happens, if that ever does occur.
Right. Now, how many guns can I ask you how many guns you have now? One, you said, or are you getting one?
I don't plan on getting one because I'm not a violent guy, and
sure.
I just don't see the point. But
right.
I'm totally for people having,
right.
having
okay.
guns.
All right, I got you. Let me comment on some of the things that you said, and thank you for calling, and thank you for waiting on hold. And again, I wish I was trading seats with you because I wish I was in Vegas. It is the greatest city in the world. Okay, so number one, skunks are really not that bad. To be honest with you, they can make you stink, but they're really not bad. They're kind of like if you de-skunk them, people actually make pets out of them, although I don't recommend that because I understand that's kind of a painful process for them. But I understand your point. If you want to, you know, go out and if hunting or you know, going, doing sporting, whatever, with a gun. And just to echo something that you had said, too, I don't believe, me personally, and I'll talk about this later, I don't believe that they're ever going to come for your guns. That's what I said in the opening. I just don't see it. Because of what you said, there are more guns in this country than there are people. They're over, well, close to 400 million guns. They're about 1.4 gun per person. It's not going to happen. I don't see them coming door to door because the law enforcement folks, a lot of them, don't want you to lose your Second Amendment right because they think you are, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you have every right to own that weapon. It's right there in the Constitution. So unless you have a countrywide referendum to get rid of the Second Amendment, it's not happening. And it's certainly not happening anytime soon. I just don't think it's going to happen, period. So I wouldn't worry about that. Anyway, thank you for the call. You hear the music. We'll take a break. We got a whole bunch of people on hold. We'll get to Long Island with Chet and John and Hartford in just a couple minutes. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Garden Grove and Santa Ana, California are piecing together the deadly events in both cities when a man stabbed and robbed his way over a two-hour span, leaving four people dead.
We have multiple scenes going on, robberies. We have our homicide behind us. We have the female down inside the business, so our resources are getting drained pretty quickly here in Garden Grove.
Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney says two others were wounded in the attacks. A 33-year-old suspect is in custody. There's new pressure on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to allow the Senate to vote on background check bills that have already passed in the House. The calls are coming from more than 200 mayors across the country. They say two House-passed gun control bills can no longer languish in the Senate unattended. It's now up to the Senate Majority Leader to put those bills on the floor for a vote. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We'll be right back.
Jane Ellen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests, and it's a great thing. I've been talking about My Doctor Suggests for a year on this show. They've been an advertiser. Now they've joined the TV show as well, and it's a great thing because I've always talked about their silver lozenges and how it saved my voice and made my throat into a workhorse. But guess what? Now they've got all kinds of new products. They've got soap. They've got mouthwash. They've got a gel for the skin. They've got a silver liquid that you swallow in the morning and night, and I do it every morning and every night. And it is just wonderful. All great stuff. I've experienced firsthand their power of healing that happens when you use the products. My throat is now a workhorse because they're silver lozenges. I haven't had a cold in 3 years. Brain fog is gone because for the last 2.5 weeks I've been taking their liquid morning and night. And then I had this skin patch on my face. I mean, no big deal. All guys have something, right? When you shave, that usually helps you. But I just couldn't get rid of some dry skin on the side of my left side of my face. And I use their special gel that's this high dose of silver plus high dose of aloe vera, and it's gone after 2 nights. Gone. So thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Great stuff. You want to call them. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code ROOT to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root, or 866-660-9868. Say root, and you get 20% off. Good stuff.
All right, we are back. It's Lee Elsie, and I am in on Thursdays for Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, for the first hour. Wayne will be here in about 30 minutes, almost exactly 30 minutes. You know, it's funny, sometimes off the air is better than on the air, and Chris, the producer, I don't laugh out loud often. Like, I laugh, but sometimes somebody catches me with a left hook, and I got caught with a comedy left hook by Chris, the producer, during that break. So anyway, let's go right to the phone calls, because poor Chad's been waiting forever out in Long Island. Chad, how are you, bud?
That's all right, Lee. Listen, I'm not worried, per se, about them coming door-to-door and confiscating everybody's guns, including my own, but what I am worried about is this red flag law that's being talked about, and it's actually Senators Graham and Stolen Valor Dick Blumenthal came up with a bipartisan bill that they're presenting. Now, heard another radio talk show host, I'm not going to say any names on Wayne's show, but what they were saying is inside this bill, the language is very cloudy. So if somebody calls up the police and they say, Lee Elsie was saying some strange stuff on social media, and I know he has a gun. They do it by phone. There doesn't have to be any evidence. The police come, they knock on your door, and they say, we have to check your property out. They come in, they look through your stuff, you open your safe, you show them the gun, they confiscate your weapon. It takes 14 days for you to be able to see a judge and fight the charges. So after all this goes on, you know, you're left in limbo. And my question is, if President Trump is going to go towards this red flag law, which he sounds like he's going to, which worries me, who has our back then? Mm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, if the left is targeting us in this way, we have a movie about killing Trump supporters out here on Long Island. There's a poster that says to put Trump supporters in death camps right down the way from me, a couple towns over.
Right.
And, you know, who's got our back, Lee?
Well, let me say this first of all. I am sort of pseudo, like not the red flag law that you just described. I would not be for that unless there were a lot of different parameters. I'm for some kind of a mechanism to find the crazies who have guns, right? So I don't know really what that is. If what you just described to me, let's say that's on the table, here's how I might consider that being okay. Number one is, whoever reported that person, the responsibility then, if in fact the cops go to my house and they want to check up on me and see me and see, you know, if I'm truly crazy and take my guns, okay, so then they find out that I'm not, then the person who reported me, there's got to be some kind of ramifications, because then you're getting into this scenario where your neighbor doesn't like you because you don't cut your grass or whatever, or you walk your dog and you don't pick up after him, and then you get this, it becomes a mess. So that's number one. Number two is 14 days is way too long. Like, that'd be unacceptable. So you got a few areas that I think, you know, you could work on tightening up. But, like, for example, Chet, you know this as well as I do. The woman, the mother of one of these shooters, was begging the cops to take this kid's gun away because she said he can't handle it. He's not ready for it. Now, if that happens, how do we let that slip?
And we have, you know, talk about red flags. We really don't need a bill for it, because all these cases, there are red flags on the social media. We had it with Adam Lanza, like you said, this latest shooter. The shooter in Parkland was like 50 times the cops went to their house.
Yep.
You know, it's crazy. You shouldn't have to enact a bill in order to take guns away from these crazy people.
Right.
And just so you know who was talking about it, she's pretty well versed in this stuff. It was Dana Lash, so you know.
Dana's great.
So, you know, I'm pretty up with her knowledge on the 2A issues. So, I need to look into it a little more myself. But from what she was saying, very dangerous. And if it's something like that, it's not good enough.
No, that wouldn't be good enough for me either. So I'm on board with that.
I'm with you on keeping the guns away from the crazies. But, Lee, if they don't use a gun, they use a knife. Look at California. This guy went on a killing spree with a knife, and nobody's talking about it.
No, I know. Well, this comes in the shadow of these two horrific killings. That's why. So you're not getting the same kind of play. Plus, I mean, you're right. It's a knife, and people aren't going to talk about it as much if it's a knife. There's no question about that. Chet, listen, buddy, great call, man. Thank you very much, as always, for being out there, being a great supporter of Wayne's show and mine here on the radio as well. Go out to John, who is in Hartford, Connecticut, and he is a firearms expert. What makes you an expert?
I'm actually a firearms instructor, Lee.
Oh, good. Okay, how are you? What's going on, John?
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. We can talk about legislation all day. People are going to do things for optics. They're going to do things to feel good. The only problem is that the cat's out of the bag. Right, there's a third of a billion guns in this country.
Correct.
Lord knows how many magazines. I'm certain, you know, well over a billion.
Right.
Unfortunately, I hate to sound real basic about this. The only way you're going to be able to stop a mass shooter is much like what happened in Dayton, Ohio. You had a bunch of guys with guns. The police in that situation dropped that guy. Now the problem is that people lost their lives beforehand. Now I was surprised in Texas that there wasn't somebody who was carrying. Down in El Paso, Texas, I would have thought for sure someone would have. But, you know, there's only, I guess, only 5% of people have a concealed carry permit in Texas. And in Connecticut here, behind enemy lines, it's 1 to 2% or something of that nature.
Absolutely.
But the only real way to stop a mass shooter is to shoot back. You can, the red flag laws, which you already have in Connecticut, I haven't seen or heard of any real abuse of that. Mm-hmm. But you were right when you said there needs to be repercussions for filing false claims.
Yep.
Because you could have an ex-wife get mad at somebody and say, hey, this guy's nuts and he's got a gun, he threatened me. And she could have no proof. But then, especially in Connecticut, in a state like this, you'll have, potentially, I don't know if a SWAT team would come knock on your door, but even if you're completely innocent, your odds of getting those firearms back anytime soon are slim to none. Believe me, I know...
Okay, let me talk about that for a second, because I've heard this before, and with the folks from the CCDL here in Connecticut talk about this all the time, and maybe you're a part of that group in Connecticut, but explain to me then why it takes so long to get your guns back, because here in Connecticut, just so everybody knows across the country, they have this kind of this red flag deal when it comes to spousal abuse, things like that, correct?
Yeah.
That's okay. So they come and take your guns, and like that last caller Chet just said, it can take up to 14 days. Why does it take so long? And then why don't we have, since you're a firearms instructor in Connecticut, why don't we have some way to penalize the people who false report?
Well, you're talking about a absolutely saturated blue legislation. You're talking about liberally appointed judges, liberal judges who are appointed by liberals, who answer to liberals, who want to go up in the liberal game as far as politics go. And they're going to get their points by, hey, I held this guy's guns. They'll hold guns for a long time. I know guys that have been in self-defense situations, and they haven't seen their guns for months and months and months and months, even though they were completely exonerated, found innocent, and some of them never get their guns back.
That's
because you have liberal judges Yeah, and they give you the runaround. It's the same thing with the CCW permit system in the state. It's actually gotten a little bit better. But you wait 6 months to get a CCW permit in the state, not that long ago.
All right, Johnson, what do we do with the crazies that are out there? I don't mean to cut you short, but what do we do with the crazies that are out there, like this kid, or you know, can we at least get to the point where, you know, we see a social media post or we see something that doesn't look right? How do we get to that point where we at least can figure something out where we can get in the way or slow down these guys?
This is the tricky part, because now you're talking about due process for people. I hate to say this, I can't believe I'm going to say it. The only way you get around something like that is if you had a registration, which is unconstitutional, but we have one in this state, because that way you could say, hey, this guy is making some really crazy claims, let's look him up on the database here and see if he owns any firearms. Oh, yep, he owns a bunch of firearms, let's go talk to this dude.
Right.
The difficulty is, when you have something like, remember what happened in Parkland, where that kid, that goofball, how many times did the cops come to this?
50-something times. Yeah,
it's 50.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, John, listen, thank you for calling. I got the music playing, that means I got to go. But, man, don't be a stranger, and I'd love to talk to you down the road about the gun issue. Because, you know, although I try my best to keep up with you guys who are instructors and dealers, I mean, you're light years ahead of me as far as knowledge. So thank you, as always, for what you bring to the table. All right, we got to take one more break. I'll come back in just a few minutes. I do want to talk about this film just for a couple of minutes, if you can, and this film about hunting for sport. And you might be surprised about my opinion on it. We'll do that in just a second. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
$8 route for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event at Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, $8 Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com.
LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here in about 15 or 16 minutes, ready to rock and roll for the last 2 hours of the Raw and Unfiltered show. Before we go any further, I got to remind you guys about my friends over at National Medical Records Review, your personal second opinion. I love this idea. You should love it, too. And there's no obligation in the beginning. You kind of feel it out. Give them a call or go to their website. The number is 800-254-8571. That's 800-254-8571, nationalmedicalreview.com. It's basically, you know, a way for you to get a second opinion in sort of the privacy of your own home. You don't have to ruffle any feathers. You don't have to kind of go it's not like going behind your own doctor's back. You get actually the best. I'm telling you, these guys who are part of this, they're fantastic. You hear one of them all the time, Dr. Alessi, who's on with me all the time. He is just as good as it gets. But, you know, you may be drowning in medical information. You don't know where to go. You don't know where to turn. You don't know if surgery is the right option. And these guys can help you out. So call them up, 800-254-8571, nationalmedicalreview.com. Their staff is committed to helping you. They have a legacy, literally a legacy of excellence. So again, if you're confused, sort of don't know, you got a bad diagnosis on something, you're scared, call these guys. Maybe they can help you and point you in the right direction. It's definitely worth your while to try that. All right, so there is, I don't know if I want to do the guns. I mean, I want to do the, well, let me quickly just say this. I'll make everybody mad, then I'll move on to something else. So this Hollywood movie that's out right now, right? There's a Hollywood movie depicting Trump supporters being hunted for sport by liberals. Now, just before I came on the air, I watched the actual trailer for this, and it's pretty gruesome. It's pretty violent. But I'm thinking to myself, everyone's going nuts about this. Like Fox News has, you know, big headlines. Three of the top four stories have to do with this, and you know, I'm getting emails from all different corners of the country saying how horrible this is and blah blah blah. I'm thinking to myself, okay, so basically what it is it's Hollywood And it's one of these, there was a show or a movie about this where they get everybody together and sort of the rich pay to hunt them like they're hunting an elephant or a rhino or something like that. Kind of the same idea. But Universal Pictures is set to release this movie, The Hunt, on September 27th, featuring left-wing elites hunting Trump supporters. And basically, you see all these different Trump supporters. The Trump supporters are kind of depicted as a little slow, tobacco chewing, hat wearing, flannel wearing, kind of backwards country bumpkins, right? And of course, the Hollywood elites. The elites are ultra wealthy, and they all look pretty in the whole nine yards. Okay, fine. Forget all that. I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's a movie, right? It's a violent movie. Now, we on the right, for the longest time, have been complaining that the left is filled with mama's boys who are living in the basement. People who are, you know, scared to clap loud because it may be offensive. So when you go to their events for these ultra-left liberal progressive folks, you got to give the jazz hands. You can't really clap because that's over-sensory. You know, they get oversensitized and they start to freak out. Listen, it's a movie. Right? Does it depict the left in a very... It depicts the left in a very strange way. One that I'm probably sure they're not even comfortable with. So I don't know if this is as big a deal as everybody's making it out to be. Like, I'm not offended by this. It's impossible, really, to get me offended by stuff like this. And it's really... I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't be a liberal. Don't be a baby. Now, if it causes people to go out and act, like if this movie causes people to go out and kill people, well, now you've got a different story. Now you've got a different narrative, and now the people who made the movie will have to be responsible for what they've done. But it's a movie. It's art. I don't really see it as being that egregious, I guess. I mean, I've seen worse movies. I've watched worse movies, more violent movies. So, I mean, we'll see what kind of legs it has. I don't have enough time to really get into it. But I guess the bottom line point is I'll be the one guy on the right who doesn't really care too much about this. And I'm not going to scream and yell, pardon the pun, bloody murder, that this is all going on. What I would like to say before we run out of time is to go back to this gun issue and the gun safety issue and the Second Amendment. See, what bothers me about this is as the media rages, right, against the Second Amendment and Democrat presidential hopefuls jockey for the perfect campaign soundbite, which is what we had right after these shootings, it is almost borderline disgusting the way the left has acted. The Democrat candidates have acted towards not only Trump, but towards the entire country. And I can take it a step further. The people, the elected leaders in El Paso and in Ohio, by not welcoming a president who has gone above and beyond to actually try to comfort the nation in this scenario, shame on them. Shame on them 100%. And definitely shame on these Democrat presidential candidates who could not get in front of a camera fast enough to try to condemn Trump on the bodies of dead people. Sad. It really is. Listen, it's always a lot of fun filling in for the first hour on Thursdays for Wayne Allen Root. I'm sure he's ready. He's fired up. And he'll be at you in about, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes. So I wouldn't change the dial. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. I'll catch you guys next Thursday. Until then, be safe.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.